Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Mind Your Business. And you know, there's no denial that the shipping sector is probably one of the oldest industries in the world. And even with the technological world that we're in right now, the shipping industry is still mostly considered old school in that sense. Over the past few decades, the delivery and logistics sector has been constantly disrupted by movers and shakers. The industry revolutionized forever. Digitalization of the shipping supply chain sounds like a mammoth task for an industry. So it's kind of stuck in the past in that sense. Yet our next guest is fighting his way into it and disrupting his or this old gentleman's club in that sense. Established in 2018, Ship is the world's first AI-powered freight forwarding platform that allows companies to coordinate deliveries in the maritime supplies industry. This includes Ship's key application for last-mile marine supplies, tracking that matches ship suppliers with delivery and logistics providers. Let's find out more about this journey of digitalizing the shipping industry from Eric Chen, who is the CEO and co-founder of Ship. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Thank you, Elliot. I'm great.
Such an interesting thing that you guys are doing. The world's first AI-powered freight forwarding platform. It's focused on the global marine supplies industry. Tell us more about Ship.
Yes. So for our company, we have focused on providing a digital solution for the marine supplies industry very specifically. So what is the marine supplies industry, right? So basically, whilst, you know, most of the logistics companies that we know and love, like Ninja Van, etc., they do deliveries to buildings. What we do is that our end customer and delivery target is actually a moving target, which is a ship, basically. And so we feel that with digital solutions, there's a lot of inefficiencies in this industry, like the fragmentation, the multiple steps required, the manual processes that we can, you know, really assist with to improve productivity for the industry.
You have spent more than 10 years in the industry. How bad is it in terms of digitalization? How lagging behind is it?
I'll just give you a number. So when we did a study, when we were first starting the business, we did a study of the processes. And if you wanted to deliver a box of goods from shore in Singapore to a ship, there can be 18 manual steps at the very least, with nine separate parties that you have to coordinate with.
Wow.
And if I told you the roles of these individuals and these companies, you probably never heard of some of these jobs before.
Wow. Yeah. How much paper is being wasted here?
I have some colleagues in the industry who tell me that, like, they are from the port companies,
right,
and they tell me they have warehouses worth of some of these documents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's a real problem, and it's posing a problem as well during the COVID times, because a lot of the documents, like, to prove that, you know, when FedEx sends you something to confirm that you've received the order, right now it's a tablet or something quite simple, right?
Yes, yes.
In our industry, it's completely paper-based, and if you can have a lot of items, and it's just a whole stack of paper delivered on board the ship by a human being. So that posed a problem during this period, yeah.
What is the issue here, though? I mean, is it just the mentality of not wanting to go digital, or is it too costly to go digital, or we're just stuck in our old ways?
Oh, I think that's a great question. For us, I think one is definitely there is some resistance to change. I think this is an industry, as you rightly mentioned, it's a very old industry. It's been around for a very long time, and the people in this industry, you know, they're quite used to doing things a certain way. But I think it's also because it's very complex. Like I mentioned, the target that we are delivering to is not a stationary target, right? So some delivery companies, they can delay the deliveries. They can say, I'll deliver another day. In our industry, we can't, because first, we are not even sure exactly when the ship is coming.
Yeah.
And if it leaves, and, you know, it's only in Singapore, for example, 12 hours to 24 hours. If it leaves, it might be 2 months later before it comes back. So
okay,
it is a very challenging operating environment.
Right, right. I mean, obviously you have to work with a lot of these companies as because you're all about trying to sell this idea of AI, right? How do you sell SHIP to them?
Yeah, I think what we are very glad about is I think we are solving a problem that the industry has. The operations guys in our industry, honestly, I think these guys are some of the hardest working people in any industry. I challenge any other industry. They do their work, you know, 24/7. We are at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. There's somebody answering the phone.
Yeah.
It's really painful because the issues that they're dealing with, when I look at it and when my colleagues look at it, we say, hey, this could be solved with digital solutions. And our goal is to make, I think at the end of the day, is to make these guys' lives easier, you know, instead of going through all that pain. So I think that's something that, and they agree. They buy into this vision as well, yeah.
Right. You guys have received funding from numerous organizations such as PSA Marine, PSA Unboxed, and Quest Ventures. Tell us a little bit about the funds you raised. What are you guys looking at using it for?
Oh, Quest Ventures, actually, we didn't receive funding from them, just to clarify.
Okay.
But they did mentor us at an early stage, because they have a relationship with PSA Unboxed. And I think we are very thankful. I think when we had no revenue, we had no platform, no traction. This was in early 2019. And PSA Unboxed and PSA basically believed in us that we are solving a real problem, which they themselves are facing inside the port itself. And they decided to invest in our company. And it's really because the inefficient processes affect all parties through this whole process flow. So including inside the port, where there can be a lot of congestion. Trucks can be there. There can be 5 or 6 trucks queuing up next to the ship for 5 to 6 hours easily. Mm. You know, so they wanted to reduce that congestion because that happens because of communication issues. Yeah.
Such a system that you have, and I'm just trying my luck here, such a system that you have, I mean, how useful would it have been during the, where that Ever Given was trapped at the Suez Canal just a couple of months ago? How useful would such a software be? How could it be applied?
Yeah, that's a great question. For this industry, that would have been very helpful because what we're trying to do is we're trying to ensure that the ships receive their supplies, but we can only do so if we know exactly when the ships are arriving, how to do the delivery plannings, for example, because logistics is a complex industry. And so if we can better predict, you know, when the vessels are arriving, we can plan these logistics operations better. So actually our clients did benefit during that period of time.
Right.
And that's something that we're very proud of.
Right. I can imagine it would have been very beneficial as well. Last year, when the various lockdowns in the United States, we saw like certain ports filled with ships, you know, nothing can move. Gosh, that was really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the future plans for SHIP. But before that, I understand SHIP spelled SHIPP is actually the result of a rebrand from Ship Supplies Direct. What happened here that led to this evolution?
Thanks. As Ship Supplies Direct, I think it's really about making sure that our business was easy to understand for our customers. I think that was primarily the main goal because they are traditional, we wanted there to be no question about what we were focusing on.
Okay.
But I think now that our brand is better understood by the industry, we felt that it would be better to rebrand, to give it a more modern feel. Mm. And I'm quite proud of our name because SHIP, S-H-I-P-P, stands for Shipping Possibilities.
Oh.
And our core values are also based on the P. So that's something that we love our new name. And I think we really want to help the industry, you know, buy into the possibilities of digitalization.
Yeah. Right. I mean, just looking ahead, what are SHIP's future plans, given that this whole idea of the need to digitalize is becoming even more in focus than ever before because of COVID-19? Does it actually make your job easier now?
Sad to say, it did.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people suffering, I think, right now.
Yeah.
But for us, I think we feel like we are adding value to this whole process because really we want to make sure that our industry, that we reduce the need for people to go on board ships and, you know, reduce the chances for them to contract the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And for us is that I think because of this period of time, there's a lot of pain on the delivery process part of it, and we are solving some of these problems significantly. So there's a long way to go. We're just getting started, and there are a lot of, we will continue to invest into our technology. We can be better with our predictive algorithms, our delivery planning, and there's a lot more automation that can be done. We're just scratching the surface. For example, you know, the government has just introduced some new platforms for data sharing.
Yeah.
And we want to integrate with that, for example, to really make our system smarter and serve our customers much better.
I've been speaking with Eric Chen, who is the CEO and co-founder of Ship. Eric, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.